Sister's Choice, a Shenandoah Album novel, by Emily Richards, narrated by Isabel Keating.
Prologue. Most of the time, Kendra Taylor found that spending time with her nieces helped fill an empty space inside her. When Allison or Hannah wrapped their chubby arms around her neck or planted a sloppy kiss on her cheek, her primary feeling was gratitude that she and their mother, her younger sister, had finally built a bridge across the abyss of their dysfunctional childhood. But most of the time also meant there were moments, like this one, when Kendra found herself wishing for more than a day, or even a week, when she and her husband Isaac could enjoy the high-voltage electricity of children in their lives. Now, as she watched 4-year-old Allison shove a red and white Santa Claus hat over her copper Orphan Annie curls, she felt a pang she knew too well.
They're something, aren't they?
She turned at her husband's voice and saw that Isaac had moved up beside her and was smiling at the little girls, who had woven their way into the crowd of onlookers, enjoying the national Christmas tree on the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. In the background, the White House stood sentinel, as if to discourage snowflake intruders. But the air was chill and promising. Even the most powerful family in the nation might not be able to stop a light dusting later that evening. "They are that," Kendra said, over the warbling of a high school ensemble faithfully recounting the night before Christmas for everybody's enjoyment. "The girls know how to get what they want." Without shoving or asking for favors, the girls had wormed themselves into front row positions. Hannah, nearly...